ordinary person is going to benefit from devolution because some of the government, you know, administrative offices are going to be redeployed to the province. Meaning that, for an example, we are not going to have a situation where the issuance of birth certificate were centralized in Harare. The issuance of passports were centralized in Harare. We are seeing a little bit of decentralization of issuance of, you know, ID cards. But we want everything, and people are going to benefit everything of, you know, in terms of their identities. They are going to benefit all of it because it's going to be decentralized. The second thing is we are talking of, you know, development. Any developmental projects or any development that takes place in a province will actually be debated and agreed upon within that province. Then they forward, they are agreed projects for central government for funding. And part of those projects, the smaller projects, might actually be funded locally because 5% of the country's revenue is going to be deployed to the provinces, which means now the provinces are able to directly finance small projects and major projects. They are going to actually decide how they want the development to take place in their provinces, and then they forward such through central government.